who have dedicated their lives to propagation of the Holy Name of the Lord.
Satnam
Paramam Aparadam Vitanate. That it is the Parama Aparad, the greatest offense. In early initiations, in the 60s, Prabhupada, when he was giving the initiation, he actually included even members of other religious faiths in this offense. And we commit this offense, well, I guess we're just not afraid enough of Maya. Devotees are so dear to Krishna. Every single devotee is dear to Krishna. And to speak ill or have ill feelings towards another devotee is literally insanity. I mean, we're trying to attain Krishna. And if we speak ill of those who are dear to Krishna, then our ability to attain Krishna will be greatly
hampered.
So really, we do this because we're just not being conscious. We're not afraid enough of how of Maya, of the illusive energy. If you want to get in a fight, there's 6 billion non-devotees you can fight with. There's a lot of them out there. But at least amongst ourselves, devotees are so rare. We heard in the last Manusinam say too that we should be very careful not to commit this offense. The second offense is consider the names of the demigods like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva to be equal to or independent of the names of Lord
Krishna.
For most of us in this time, this is not the offense that we generally commit the most. The Prabhupada mentioned that if you want to worship the demigods, then you can do follow in the footsteps of those who worship them properly. In the 5th canto of the Bhagavatam, Bharat Maharaj, he's worshiping the demigods in their proper constitutional position as angas, limbs, servants of the Supreme Lord. But otherwise, to consider a demigod equal to Krishna or somehow independent from him is an incorrect understanding of the philosophy. The third offense is to disobey the orders of the spiritual master. In this regard, Srila Prabhupada several times would have said that he was so happy when the devotee wrote to him saying that actually we can never repay our debt to the Srila Prabhupada. And he said, yes, you understand correctly. We can't repay the debt to the spiritual master. Pramate pramate kong bhagi vahami Guru Krishna Prasadi Kai Bhakti Vatapi. That by the mercy, the combined mercy of Guru and Krishna, we get the opportunity to attain the spiritual world. So we should not take for granted the mercy of the spiritual master, and certainly we shouldn't in any way disobey his instructions.
Mm-hmm.
The next offense is possessing the Vedic literature or human states in pursuance of the Vedic literature. Again, this isn't the kind of offense that we often see devotees doing in this
time.
But there's a related activity that we do see in this time. And that is not reading Prabhupada books. It's like the Bhagavad Gita as it is, keep it on the shelf as it is. And of course also we don't want to have Bhagavad Gita as you like, that you just pick the parts that you like. But seriously, it's a problem often amongst our devotees that we don't take sufficient time to read and study Srila Prabhupada's books. I was just on the phone 2 days ago with Hari Sarasvati. And he was talking about Srila Prabhupada's schedule. And how Srila Prabhupada committed, did such great austerities to take such small amounts of sleep in order to get up early and write his books. So, a natural way to reciprocate with the austerity that Srila Prabhupada performed is to at least ourselves read his books regularly. And practically speaking, if we do that one activity, we don't have to worry about these other offenses. We won't commit them just on the strength of hearing from Prabhupada regularly. The next offense is considered the glory for chanting Hare Krishna as an imagination, right? This is brought up because in some places some of our acharyas say that in order to encourage people to perform certain activities, parts of the Vedic literature may embellish the results that one achieves by performing those karmakandic activities. But that's not at all to be applied when scripture is taught about the holy name. Namam Namani Krishna, Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha, Mano Shudra Nitya Mukto, Abhinatam Namanam. Krishna's name and Krishna are the same.
Krishna Shadaradhyama.
And any conceivable glorification of the holy name is not at all an exaggeration, but is simply stating the actual strength and power of the holy name. The next offense is to give some mundane interpretation of the holy name of the Lord. This is also not the general offense that we see committed too often in our society. But I remember one time we had a professor visit our temple. And he was seized attending the kirtan and was enthusiastically participating. So I asked him afterwards, I said, "So, did you enjoy the kirtan?" And he said, "Yes, I got so many good ideas during the kirtan." So that's actually not the purpose of kirtan, to get a lot of good ideas. The next offense is commit sin of unrestrained
Often
she will call but consider this the worst offense against the Holy Name. And that's because of it indicates a kind of cheating, crooked mentality. That we can go out and do some nonsense activity and then use the Holy Name like a foot mat to, wipe our sins away. Now, prior to taking to Krishna consciousness, we may have done all kinds of different activities in our life. And we may even wonder, is it possible to remain sinless after becoming a devotee? It is possible. By our strength, it's not possible. By the strength of the Holy Name, it is possible. If you chant with sincerity and attentiveness, we can remain sinless for the rest of our life. We can follow the four regular principles of the rest of all. Again, for most of us, this is not a offense that we commit so often. Most of us aren't familiar with the karma sangha section of the Vedas. Well, we might commit it in the sense that the karma sangha section of the Vedas encourage enjoyment in this world, even though it's through the Vedic system. Or it has some concept that when you perform an activity, you get some fruit from it. For our own satisfaction. But the chanting of the Holy Name is not meant for that kind of mentality. Our mentality is to offer, is to give to Krishna, and not to be concerned about ourselves and our own happiness. The ninth offense is to preach the glories of the Holy Name to the faithless. So we heard the Dhammika Maharaj mention to us that some of the intimate pastimes of the yogis in Krishna we should not mention in our local parish or church. So we don't have to go to a brand new person who's probably never heard of the Holy Name and says, Deepshan Hare Krishna, Radha and Krishna will be dancing on your tongues. And you'll be able to enter into the majority of love. Our standard simple explanations of the Holy Name of exactly what we should offer to people who are not yet capable of Krishna consciousness. The tenth offense is to be inattentive while chanting the Holy Name. The Sanskrit is pramada, which means literally madness. Has anyone here ever chanted inattentively in your life? Only a few. Okay, it's a very advanced yatra. But it's actually, it's a problem. And this is our austerity. To sit down or to walk back and forth for 2 hours and to just hear the holy name. Do not think about all the things we have to do in the future. Do not lament about all the things, all the mistakes we made in the past. But to just hear that mantra that we are chanting at that time. And to be very attentive and to hear every syllable as we're chanting. Do not download our email while we're chanting or clean the house while we're chanting. Does it just organize our life in such a way that that is the most important part of our life, that time when we sit down and chant the holy name? So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that for each of these offenses, we can look at them in a positive way. So instead of blaspheming the devotees, we glorify the devotees. And we can go through all the 10 offenses in that way. So just by making the effort to avoid these offenses and chant attentively, we will make rapid progress in Krishna consciousness.
I've been thinking while this ceremony has been going on that there maybe there's something symbolic about the noise.